I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's August, one last chance to grab some vacation. If you're looking for a nice quiet island somewhere, Scotland's Isle of Col has you covered. Or not. There's no cell phone service, but maybe not for long. Corey Princell's got our story.
It's been a 3-hour ferry ride from the Scottish mainland, past cloud-covered hills and cliffs dropping into the sea. Quiet returns as the ship pulls away. And it might feel like there's nothing here on the Isle of Col. No visitor center, no taxis, and you can't pull up a map on your phone. If you had a signal on the ferry, it's disappeared. It's really just a short walk from the pier up to the village and the one hotel on the island. Julie Oliphant owns it with her husband, and on this summer afternoon, she's having a drink with some friends in the lounge. They're talking about all the smartphones they're seeing on the mainland.
We sat in a really nice restaurant in Glasgow, me and hubby, and we looked around and nobody was talking to each other. All these tables for two, and they're all texting between courses.
On the Isle of Col, people don't text. They call each other on landlines. They catch up in person. The island has a population of just over 200, too small to interest a cell phone provider. Most cell phones just don't work. And some people would like it to stay that way.
And then you can see our place from here. It's the walled garden.
Pat Graham runs a campground inside what used to be the walled garden of the island castle. On the way there, we drive, through the rain, across a rocky, treeless landscape, past windy beaches, white houses, and wandering sheep. In her living room, we settle down on the couch with Graham's three dogs piled up beside her.
You can sit somewhere on call and not see another person for a whole day, which is beautiful. It's one of these sort of places where you can just chill out and make your own life, whatever you want to do. It used to be like that, but then you're pressurized now into being modern or upbeat or whatever they want to call it.
But the upbeat is coming to call. Last year, a community group on the island began working with the Scottish government on a plan to bring mobile phone coverage to the island. It's a major priority of the Scottish government, connecting some of Scotland's most remote places through digital technology. Graham says having internet on the island has been a godsend, but phones are different. It's the thin edge of the wedge, she says, the beginning of something that might spoil everything.
I don't want to be like another island. I want Col to be Col.
On the other side of the island from Graham's campground lies Grishapul Farm.
And I'm probably the person on the island most affected by this ugly big lattice tower sticking up out of one of my rather pristine hill fields.
Alex McLean Bristol, the owner of Grishapul, has offered his land for what will soon be a 50-foot cell phone tower with 4G service. Construction has already started. The total cost is almost $300,000, mostly paid for by the Scottish government, with the community chipping in. McLean Bristol's offering his land, essentially, for free.
I think they're vital for safety, for I want to be able to make phone calls when I'm out on the hill, I want to be able to use my phone when I'm out on the hill, and I think it's good for the island. It's wonderful living in the backwater in some ways, but actually, to run a business, you want to have the same tools as everyone else.
Technology, says McLean Bristol, is one of the things keeping this small island alive. Unlike some of the other remote communities in Scotland, which have aging and declining populations, the village school on Col is full of kids. It's a sign that young families see a future here.
And that is because we've embraced change for the last 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years. We've moved with the times, often 20 years behind probably, but we have moved the times. We've got to keep that on going because we don't want somebody to discover that primary school is down to 9 people like it was when I went there.
Some of the controversy about mobile phones has been about the tower itself, the way it will look. Some don't like the amount of money being spent by the community. But some on the island say it's about more than that. Something seems to happen when people come to call and learn they can't take calls and can't stay connected to where they came from. They get to be where they are. Julie Oliphant sees it at the hotel.
We have guests, their kids are just stuck to their phones and their internet all the time. When it doesn't work here, the parents just get all the phones, sling them in the cupboard, and they turn back into 12-year-olds and go off and play on the beach.
Today, kids are running and kicking balls around the village. It's sunny, and it seems like everyone is out.
Okay, thank you all for attending the 93rd Col Show.
The annual Col Show has been happening on the island for almost 100 years, and in many ways it hasn't changed. There are competitions for best cabbage and best black-faced sheep, races, tug-of-war, and prizes. This year, there's no one standing apart, talking on the phone or in a corner sending a text. But soon, they'll be able to. For The World, I'm Corey Princell on the Isle of Cull, Scotland.